Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I had a request that I might share the words of a song that has had great meaning to me. Therefore, I'm going to share these words. The hymn of the church is called, "This World Is Not My Home." And here are the words. Please listen. "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." The emphasis here of the Christian singing this song is heaven is our home. We're not there yet. We're on a journey. We're going someplace. The message today is one that my pastor preached every year because it is a foundational message not to bring one into the faith, but to remind one who is in faith we're on a journey. This is a message to Christians, I might say to fathers. It comes from Deuteronomy 33. Beginning in the 25th verse. I think I need to give a little more background before we get into it. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "All the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen." God having gifted us that which we call faith. For which God puts us in Christ and the verse says, all the promises of God are in Him, that is, in Jesus Christ, yea, and in Him, amen. That means no doubt. That gives us faithers a license to search out God's book and grab hold of His promises, hanging on, if only by a fingernail grip, to those promises. God calls that faith. God is looking for people who will trust Him. This most wonderful book of books is not, as some would label it, a penal code, but it is God revealing Himself . It is God speaking. To His sons and daughters, these promises are personal and they are made to each and every child of God in Christ Jesus. And today's message is one that when you need it, you really need it. It says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy day, so shall thy strength be. This is God's word, folks, and I'm sorry to say in many churches today, the message being given is contrary to what God has revealed to us. As I was studying for this message, I looked at several modern translations. Now, it's interesting, let me say this to you. This word, thy shoes, this word, shoes, is only found once in Scripture. And it means shoes. And it aligns itself perfectly with the Christian message that we're on a journey. But as I was looking at several of these modern translations, they say, the bolts of your door shall be iron and brass. What? The Christian is supposed to just sit still behind closed doors with bolts of iron and brass. No, no, no. Thy shoes were on a journey. Shall be iron and brass. Oh, but Lord, you know, I just want house slippers. I want to be at ease. You know, just let me have, I'll be satisfied with flip-flops. No, no, no. God's word says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. What does that mean? Tough shoes for a tough trip. Throughout God's book, we encounter those whom He has chosen and you can't find. The story of the life of any of God's saints, that is, those who are committed to God, doesn't talk about holiness, it talks about commitment. Those who understand, those who have some understanding of God's calling. And have committed themselves to Him, not that they're perfect, but have, the word is hagios, translated saint, given over themselves to God, and are now living by faith, that is, those who are acting on the promises of God, they had tough trips. And God, for that trip, provided shoes of iron and brass. Shoes meant for walking, implied, supplied for those who are on a journey. And as long as we are in this world, not of the world, but in this world, for those whom God, through his Son Jesus Christ, has adopted into his own family, it's a tough trip. Too often today, there are those who seem to represent God, those who seem to be somewhat, and won't deliver the real message to the church, to Christians, to faithers, and that is, it's a tough trip. From the father of faith, Abraham, who asked God, "How shall I know?" Careful sometimes about what you ask God. And God gives him a message that his descendants are going to go down into a land. They're going to become slaves. What? I thought, you know, once we have this relationship with God, everything is going to be perfect. This world is not our home. Of David, whom God calls him a man after his own heart. Trouble after trouble to appoint his own son treacherously betrays him. There is not a man or woman of God who God has chosen to put on display for our example, who has not only experienced a tough trip, but comes to understand God has provided that which is necessary to make it to our destination, not some place in this world, but to heaven. Wherein we shall be in Christ Jesus to rule and reign with him throughout eternity. But it's a tough trip. How do we make it? It says, "And as thy day, so shall thy strength be." You say, "Don, that's not what my Bible says. My Bible says, as thy days." Well, the Hebrew word being translated, days, the word is day. The S is added, if you will, without recognition by the translators. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. Wow, I'm thinking back almost 50 years ago. I was a student in the Dale Carnegie courses. And one of the textbooks in the course was written by Dale Carnegie. It was called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. Now, Carnegie was called a genius of the obvious. This message is not about Dale Carnegie, but I want to make a point. You know, worrying about tomorrow is superfluous, because tomorrow never comes, because when tomorrow comes, it's today. I learned that principle, quite frankly, before I was introduced to the Word of God, but in these many years since God began to bring me into His Word, I understand the truth that Carnegie was trying to express. He said, live in day-tight compartments. We don't have tomorrow, only today. And that word today is very prevalent in Scripture. We read, for instance, in the Hebrews letter, today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. We read in 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, it says, the inward man is renewed day by day. God, way back in Deuteronomy, says, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. You get up feeling full of vim and vinegar, watch out, trouble's coming, Dr. Scott used to teach. You get up feeling like, you know, you'd have a tough time tying your shoelaces, don't worry about it. It's not going to be that tough of a day. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. Dr. Scott taught on this passage every year, because it's got to become part of our makeup. This promise is to each one of God's children. It says, thy shoes, your shoes. It says, your day. It says, your strength. It says, my shoes, my day. My strength. Yeah. And in Jesus Christ, we have the right to claim this promise and we shall. Trust not only in the promise, but in the one who gave the promise, God our Father. Maker of heaven and earth. Who this whole book reveals does what he says. He is faithful. The 27th verse says, the eternal God is thy refuge. The picture of, or in the Hebrew, is the God of the forefront. What it's telling us is God is on the corner before we get there. Look, I'm talking to myself first, and you all, hopefully, become the beneficiary recipients of this message. Being on this journey, stuff happens. And I find myself wondering, well, how am I going to accomplish this, that which is down the road? How am I going to accomplish that? And by his grace and through his Spirit, God and I have a chuckle. And in his loving kindness, reminds me, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. And before we get there, the eternal God, that is, the God of the forefront, that is to say, God's on the corner before we get there. Stop worrying about tomorrow. God's already there. Take care of today. Because God has given you the strength for today. Be comforted in that. be also comforted in knowing if you want to persist about tomorrow, that God's already there. And that whatever it is for that day, God has provided it also. Jesus said, in that sixth chapter of Matthew, part of that Sermon on the Mount, your Father knows what you have need of. And sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Take no thought of tomorrow. Your Father knows what you have need of. And He has provided a refuge, a place of safety, if we could, if we would take in the whole Word of God in context of this message, and this message is to fathers, this message is to Christians. God has placed you in Christ Jesus. What a refuge. Psalm 91. To the recipient, to not only the recipient, but the one who is acting on God's promises, says, I will say unto God, Thou art my refuge and fortress, my God in whom I will trust. That's what God's looking for. He's not looking for all that other stuff. He has, excuse me, provided all that other stuff in Christ to those who are trusting Him. The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath all are the everlasting arms. Now, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word translated sin, the essence of it means to miss the mark. In the New Testament, Paul doesn't waste time defining this, that, or the other thing as sin. He just, the Greek word is hamartia. It means to fall short. And we don't fall, but let me get this thought together. We're not short, fallen, because we short fall. We fall short because we are short fallen. But the promise of God is, regardless of how far the falling is, underneath all are the everlasting arms. Dwell not on our fleshly condition, but on that which God is doing. We cannot, this Hebrew word, everlasting, this Hebrew word, excuse me, underneath, if it were possible to picture it, talks about beneath bottomless are the everlasting arms. Not of I'm hesitating because this picture is part and parcel and important to this message. It says, beneath bottomless. Are the everlasting arms. What it says is, regardless of our short fallen condition and Paul tells us in the 14th chapter of Romans, whatever is not of faith is sin, hamartia. Underneath are the everlasting arms. As important as the foundational message of the church, which is the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the message of this passage in Deuteronomy 33 the message of today throughout God's book is important for the father to carry with him. It's a fight, folks. Paul says, I fought the good fight. He's talking about the life of faith. And God, from cover to cover, says it's a tough trip. He's provided shoes necessary to make it. He says, day by day, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. He says, to us, he's on the corner before we get there. And in spite of our condition, underneath all are the everlasting arms. God is here to catch us, to hold us, to draw us to himself. And to this message, we all should respond. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Amen! There is no doubt in what God has promised. We can make it ours. And doing so, we say to our Father, in Christ Jesus, thank you. And that's the God School for today.